Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. They do not wear eye patches or wooden legs or carry parrots on their shoulders. Their uniforms are suits of a dark color. They travel in private jets. And rather than bury their plunder in oaken chests, they wire it to an offshore account. But they are pirates, make no mistake, who attack the vessels of commerce built by other people, take them over, plunder them, and leave them ghost ships drifting aimlessly, the crew gone and the lives of many thousands in ruins. Consider just two recent examples of their work. The Marauders swarmed the decks of Toys R Us in 2005. They were a consortium of investment funds. Translation, a boatload of pirates. Including one you might have heard of, Bain Capital of Boston, founded by that paragon of Mormon rectitude, Mitt Romney. The pirates borrowed $5 billion from a few of their friends and bought Toys R Us, and immediately assigned the entire debt to the company. With the company now making the $400 million a year payments on the crippling debt, the pirates also required it to pay them an additional $500 million in fees, bonuses, and dividends. What they did not authorize was any investment in the company. No new technology, no attempts to counter the loss of business to online sellers, no refurbishment of stores. Business, of course, deteriorated, and 12 years later there was not enough money coming in to pay the pirates their fees and bonuses and dividends anymore, or keep up the payments on the debt, now $8 billion against $6.6 billion in assets. So, as pirates do who are almost finished plundering a captured ship, they scuttled it. Bankruptcy ensued, filed 1 week after the pirates still on board paid themselves $8 million in bonuses for splendid performance. Liquidation began and 30,000 employees were fired without severance pay. PetSmart, a Toys R Us for pampered pets, was thriving in 2015 with $7 billion in revenue from 1,400 big box stores. British Buccaneers, a wealth management company named BC Partners, with no experience at all in American retail sales, bought the company for $8.7 billion, the most expensive chain store purchase in history. But the Buccaneers weren't worried because it was borrowed money, and as soon as they got control of the company A, assumed all the debt, and B, declared a special dividend payable to the new owners of $800 million. Mission accomplished. Unlike the Toys R Us pirates, the PetSmarteers actually tried to sail the ship they had purloined. Despite knowing nothing about America, pets, or retail store management, they did recognize the threat posed by online competitors, and so they bought one. They borrowed another $3.4 billion to acquire Chewy.com in the most expensive acquisition of an online retailer ever. In a country where spending on pets has nearly doubled in the last 10 years, the biggest pet supplier in the country has been unable to make a profit, mostly because of its enormous debt. In the third quarter of last year, PetSmart lost $56 million. That's in 3 months. All that remains now is for the looters to run up the Jolly Roger, sell the furniture, fire the 55,000 employees, and scuttle the ship. Scores of other companies whose names are familiar to us are being ravaged as we speak by merciless mercenaries who destroy companies and people in order to fatten their already bloated offshore bank accounts. They are pirates. And it's past time we remembered what we used to do with pirates and set them swinging from their own yardarms. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.